Hello, I hope you're doing really well. I am wishing you and yours a very merry Yule and winter solstice. So today is not a proper episode, I'm afraid, but rather I've got an announcement, and I've also got the Friends of Folkways winter competition winners. You can now write to me, yay! I've had so many requests regarding if there's an address for people to send old books, memorabilia, etc., items that people think will be of interest to me and benefit the show. Grab a pen or grab your phone or your laptop, as I'm going to give you an address to contact me. Please do note this, even if it's not of appeal now. In a few months or a year, you might think that you would like to get in contact with me. My address is, drumroll, Ashley H, that is the letter H, Folkways Podcast, would you believe? Unit 124944, PO Box 6945, London, W1A6US, for sugar. And I'll read that again. Unit 124944, PO Box 6945, London, W1A6US. I think that having this method of you being able to reach out to me in this way will add another dimension to the show going forward. Please, 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 do take advantage of this PO box. It can just be to send me a letter to say, you know, you might have thoughts on a particular show, you might have something to add, there might be something that I haven't thought of, or you might just want to say hi. All correspondence from you is gratefully received. Going forward, I'm also going to start a letter of the month feature on each show, which I think will be rather charming, and I will consider you if you write to me in this way. So yes, please, please do get in touch with me. I cannot wait to hear from you. Secondly, we have the treasured Friends of Folkways winter competition winners. I have some Royal Mail folklore stamp sets from 1981. These are extremely beautiful. They consist of four designs, all celebrating the Wheel of the Year. We've got a particularly gorgeous Lunacer design that I'm looking at right now, replete with a golden harvest scene and pumpkins and people looking rosy and full of life force. We've also got some very appropriate December Mummers designs too. But what makes the set special, I think, is that they come in an attractive fold-out presentation pamphlet with a little bit of information about each of the festivals. So I have five sets here in my hands. The old winter gods have selected these people, so they have a method to their madness, I don't know what it is, but here are the people who the old winter gods have selected. Okay, it's out of my hands, I'm afraid, ladies and gents. We have, drumroll, Kerin Mansfield, Sarah Brown, Keith Stewart, Ben Howe, and finally, Sophie Chapman. That is, Kerin Mansfield, Sarah Brown, Keith Stewart, Ben Howe, and Sophie Chapman. You will be receiving those and a handwritten Christmas card in the post shortly. I'd also like to congratulate Emma Berry and Ava Ord from last year. So I emailed them, but I'd also like to give them a vocal shout out too. Better late than never, huh? Emma received a hardback book on the winter solstice by John Matthews, a favourite publication of mine, and it was a huge source of inspiration for my episode A Sleigh Ride Through Christmas. whilst Ava received a rare and antique poem about the adventures of Ciri of Xena. Please see season 2 for my retelling. So I occasionally do competitions for the Friends of Folkways, often from duplicates of items that I have. Having niche interests, shall we say, I'm often gifted work that I already own. So it's a nice way to thank the friends for their support, which means more to me than I can express. But it's also to give these items new life, rather than languishing on a bookshelf or a drawer somewhere. I like to keep this work alive in new hands. So yeah, two goals there, if you will. Please don't feel disappointed if the gods didn't pick your name this time. They might well pick you next time. Like I said, there's always a method to their madness, I've noticed. I don't understand it either. Finally, if you are one of the Winter Solstice friends, you will be receiving a Yule card in the post. That's me signing off. May the gods of the soil, sky, and those links of your ancestral line bless you.